Welcome back to 5 Minute Philosophy. I'm Stanley.
And I'm Dan.
We are back today with simulation theory, which is something that I've had my mind on for a while now, me and Daddy. So this will be quite an exciting one, I think. So to give you an idea of what it's about, it was an idea created by someone called Descartes. He's been dead for quite a while now.
Yeah, BC, 300 BC or something.
Yeah. But it's quite an interesting theory. We have combined a couple of ideas that we have had, and from a channel called Kurzgesagt. I can never pronounce it, but they're a great channel.
We'll put a link in the show notes.
So the reason that we've been doing this today is because I've been quite interested in it since the first time I heard it. I thought it was so amusing, the fact that we've been trying to explore this universe when in fact the entire thing is fake.
Cool.
So, what was our first question?
So the first question is, how is it even possible for simulation theory to be a possibility? And we've just started the timer.
Yeah.
Good.
So one of the reasons that it could be possible is if there was basically, the only way it could be possible is if there was a huge supercomputer that could handle, right, get this, 10 million billion synapses per second per person if they wanted to simulate consciousness for whatever reasons they had.
Wow, okay, so that's obviously not possible right now.
Yeah.
So how would it work? Because, like, you know, why would someone simulate, you know, the inner workings of a human body? Because, you know, when bodies, you know, are opened up for medical purposes,
they're made up of
all kinds of systems. Why would that be simulated?
Well, the thing is, most likely they wouldn't simulate that. Because there is, if you think about it, there is no point in making up every single thing out of tiny little atoms. Also, there's no point in making it so that there's anything inside a computer until you smash it open. There's no point in simulating trains until you go to the train station. There is simply no need for there to be any kind of simulation of anything that we don't see.
Wow.
So that might cut down the amount of power needed.
And it follows because our brains are only capable of perceiving one perspective, right?
Yeah.
So if you can simulate a perspective, that's the way that I feel like you're talking about it. That makes a bit more sense to me. So what are the things that are keeping this theory alive? What needs to be true?
Well, there has been quite a nice layout created by some philosophers, which is basically the five conditions idea. It's like a list of things that need to be true. If those are true, then you know that it's almost certain that we are in a simulation. So the first one is, it is possible to simulate consciousness. We've already sort of touched on this one, but if you do start thinking about it, it is really ridiculous to be able to even think about trying to simulate consciousness.
But given the rate of acceleration of technology,
it
at some point in time, it's very easy to think that power could be there. Okay.
Yeah.
In some way off distant future. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And that touches on the next one, which is that technology will never stop progressing.
Thirdly.
The third one is that civilization, once it gets to a massively high level, that it won't get destroyed or it won't destroy itself.
Right.
This is an idea called the Great Filter, which is basically, to simplify it, it's about 10 minutes of content that I've watched, but basically, to squeeze it down, it's the idea that there won't be any kind of thing stopping worlds progressing, civilizations progressing.
You've got one more minute, Stanley.
Yeah,
what are the last two? And then we
last two. So, people, if they get to the point where they can, people would want to simulate consciousness for whatever reason. But, like, to us, it might seem quite realistic that you might want to do that. To other civilizations at such a high level, it could seem ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then the fifth one is sort of just a summary, which is that if all of these previous four are true, then it is almost certain you're inside one.
Right.
But what changes, really, if you are? If you think about it, like, give me one thing.
You're still gonna live your life. You're still gonna, do the things that you normally do. I don't think anything changes for me. And I think what's interesting for me about this theory is that the number of counter theories that are popping up. So it's, even though lots of people, you know, Mark Bostrom also,
that's the timer.
Okay. Elon Musk is a fan, but yeah, there's lots of theories that say that we can't be in a simulation.
Well, that was quite an interesting one.
That was mind-bending, Stanley.
That was, and I mean...
And how we got it into 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Well.
And I mean, like I said, if you want to find out more about this, we could in no way fit it as much as we wanted to in 5 minutes. But if you want to, we will have a link in the description to the YouTube channel that some of our facts were inspired to.
Brilliant.
And finally, just before I leave, I have a badminton coach. And at the moment, he has just got into our podcast. He really enjoys it. And he asked me for a shout out. So, Will, your shout out is here at the end of this episode. You have finally got it. All right, goodbye.
Brilliant.
We'll see you very soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.